So Peter says, I'm going fishing. And I can just imagine Jesus saying, mm-hmm. Sure thing, Peter. Go ahead and go fishing. Must be a pretty distressing thing to realize the thing that we think we're good at, we're just not good at it. This was the man's profession. This was supposed to be his wheelhouse. And he finds himself incapable of the thing he should not be incapable of. You want to know what I'm really good at? Meticulous organization. I love it. Don't give me a time limit, because it takes me a long time. But I can just sit and sit and sit at something until it's all the way done. I love it. I think I'm really good at it. Distressing. I'm not. The Lord reminded me of that about 36 hours ago or so. So one of the things that's going on in my life today is a retreat for our sophomore class over at Lumen Christi. I have a great group of students that are going to be coming along. And, you know, we've been preparing for this, and there's been a lot of things as of recently, like some of my other class retreats and Easter and Holy Week, and there's a lot going on. So I'm trying to do my diligence and trying to get things kind of prepared and ready to go and feeling like, all right, like I'm pretty sure that I'll be able to be ready when the retreat comes. And then late Friday evening, as I was sitting in our chapel, just kind of continuing my preparations, I get this message from our retreat center saying, I'm sorry to tell you this, but we have to cancel your retreat because we have no cook and there is no food. And I said, what? You can't cancel my retreat? What am I supposed to do? It's happening literally on Sunday. It's Friday night. Now you're just telling me. And so I immediately was scrambling, thinking to myself, well, what's going to happen? And so I started to call people and just say like, so you're not going to guess what happened, but well, I have a slight issue. Here's the thing. All the plans I made, they're useless now because the retreat's canceled. What should I do? And the Lord very swiftly and very quickly in the voice of several human beings said, do you want to know what you do? You move forward. That's what you do. And I was unprepared for that answer because what I really wanted was the knowledge of my ability to organize very meticulously and for everything to go according to the plan that I wanted. And that wasn't going to happen. And so immediately I felt extraordinarily overwhelmed and immediately kind of pitiful for myself, like, boo-hoo, woe is me. And the Lord said, no, it's really not that difficult. You just move forward. That's what you do. And so I had a few heroes to save the day for me, to help me organize food for our students that will now be provided, not so gourmet, but it will be provided, and everybody will be fed, and the retreat will go on. But of course, that changed my whole day yesterday afternoon, which included then making an emergency trip down to Gordon's to try and figure out, I've never fed 30 people in my life. I don't know how much food that I need. And so again, trying to get the wisdom of others who have done this before and trying to organize all this, moved my whole schedule back, had a meeting with my student leaders yesterday afternoon, but made it just in time down to Lumen Christi yesterday evening for a mass and dinner for a small group of our Lumen Christi community who are just great supporters of our Catholic education. And in the midst of kind of all of the change of plans, I show up to this in tennis shoes and jeans, and everyone else is in slacks and suits. And I'm like, well, this is awkward. What do I do? I'm not prepared. It's simple. You move forward. That's what you do. Because Jesus sometimes has to very bluntly show me that I'm just not the fisherman that I think I am. And that my dependence upon his grace and providence is much larger than I care to believe it is. And then he'll put me in a position and I'll say, God, why are you doing this? And he says, on purpose. And I said, that's not fair. Come on. You know how I get. And he's like, I know. I do know how you get. So I'm doing this. Because you need to learn to depend upon someone besides your own self. This is maybe one of the central lessons that we are listening to in this morning's gospel, where the resurrected Lord is meeting his apostles, and he's meeting them in that place of their comfort where they go back to, because they're still leaning on themselves to move forward, not quite yet understanding what it is they're supposed to do next. And when Jesus has this such a compassionate conversation with Peter, which comes by way of a very simple question, Peter, do you love me? It's very well attested that this conversation is in direct reference to that moment where Peter himself leaned up against his own limitations when Jesus was being crucified. Peter, who saw himself as a great and capable fisherman, who knew himself to be a leader, who saw himself as like impulsively ready to do whatever it was going to take, but then suddenly found himself completely not ready for Jesus to die, and very much succumbed to the pressure of the people who said, I'm sorry to tell you this, but your retreat is canceled. And he's like, that's right, you're right, I'm out. And he denied Jesus three times. And so in this moment now, Jesus comes to teach Peter about that moment. And he asks Peter, do you love me? It's such an important question, because that question is the set of glasses, right? The lens, the telescope that gives us a vision to the end game, the horizon, the destiny, the finish line. It's that question that forces us to look beyond the waves of the moment and to say, do I have the constitution to move forward, even and especially in those places where I'm feeling weak, particularly where I think that I should be strong and I find out that I'm not? Jesus says, I say, if you love me, that's going to be enough. Because what that allows you to do is that allows you to lean on me and my providence and my grace, which will take care of every single detail. And that made actually, and Peter learned that lesson. He did. He learned the lesson that Jesus gave him in this third meeting of his resurrected body, of his resurrected soul. Peter learned this lesson, and we know he learned it because of what we heard in the Acts of the Apostles. What's going on there, right? They're in this moment, Peter and the 12 and all of those that surround them continue to teach and preach and heal in the name of Jesus despite the adversity that's going on. Consider this. Peter totally crumbled under the adversity, but then in the Acts of the Apostles, they're going so far as to rejoice because bad things are going on. Anybody ever prayed, thank you, God, for the adversity? Because I sure haven't. Just being honest. We're talking like a major transformation of grace, such that they rejoice at the opportunity of being able to suffer for the sake of the name. That is somebody who leans on a higher power and who has no problem whatsoever looking beyond the waves of the moment, because they know to where they are going. They know that destination. They see the horizon. And they realize, you want to know what? I don't have to have any business doing this. I don't have to be a professional. I don't have to be great at it. I just have to love Jesus a lot. And that actually gives me power to carry me through, even to the point of rejoicing over what sufferings may come my way, because I see the victory guaranteed for me so long as I remain faithful. That is such a powerful lesson on our journey of faith. That is a lesson learned over and over and over, and it's learned by us every time God meets us, even in those places where we think we ought to have it together, but we realize maybe we don't quite have it as much as we think or want to have it together. God, why are you doing this? On purpose. You know I don't like it. Yep. I'm telling you, I'm just going fishing. Mm-hmm. Let me know how that goes for you. Have you caught anything? Not exactly. Okay. Come to me and let me feed you. And then just let me ask you again, do you love me? So often we just have to take our eyes off of the thing, whatever that thing is, and hear that question renewed to us. Everything else can be set aside. My brother, my sister, do you love me? Is that enough for you? I promise you it's enough, so that you may lean on me and not upon your own self. That is your fuel and my fuel to the horizon, to our destiny, to the great glory that we listen to in the book of Revelation, this moment where all creatures in the universe will worship God Almighty. Amen, Jesus.